Kurdish poet, filmmaker and journalist Behrouz Buchani fled Iran 6 years ago. For most of the intervening months and years, he has been an inmate of one of the huge detainment camps that Australia runs on various Pacific islands. Journalist Mark Isaacs visited him there.
When I met Behrouz, the detention center looked like some kind of post-apocalyptic scenario. There were fires in the corridors of the buildings. The place was more or less abandoned, and it looked like a kind of end-of-days scenario.
Refugees were interned into open camps, but they were vulnerable to attack. Manus is an extremely poor island, and some locals saw the new arrivals as targets for robbery. But worse still, Isaac says, is that having committed no crime and been convicted by no court, there is no defined limit to the time they must serve.
I mean, the overarching issue for these people is that their lives are uncertain. They don't know whether they'll be there forever. They don't know whether they'll ever see their families again. And in that kind of situation, it's extremely difficult to... You've had suicides, you've had suicide attempts, you've had very poor health service for the men.
The dire conditions are supposed to serve as a deterrent to would-be asylum seekers. Having already made dangerous journeys to get as far as they have, many detainees are in a poor state of health. Buchani was no exception.
He was extremely skinny and extremely humble and extremely shy. And he spent the entire time I was with him inside the detention center typing on his phone. I mean, that's exactly how he wrote his book. And I couldn't think of a better way for the world to hear about it than through Behrouz's book, which is this poetic, tragic, gorgeous account of the abuses that have been inflicted upon the men who have been detained in Manus Island.
An accomplished author, Buchani has done more than just document the suffering on Manus. His book is rich with political and philosophical reflection, poetic description and psychological drama.
On rainy days, the island has a different colour and fragrance. When the rain pours down, there's no sign of mosquitoes. When it rains, you don't feel the heat that drenches bodies in sweat. The flowers resembling chamomile, dancing incessantly, breathing heavily, gasping as though in love with the cool ocean breeze. I love those flowers. A zeal for resistance, a tremendous will for life, bursting out from the coils and curves of the stems. Bodies stretching out to reveal themselves for all to witness.
Under the watch of guards who could confiscate his belongings at any time, Buchani wrote on his mobile phone. Twice it was taken from him. Had his book been inscribed on paper, the text would have been lost forever. Instead, Buchani's story escaped confinement and reached a global audience. It deals not just with life on Manus, but also the escape from Buchani's homeland.
Horrified mothers. Mothers wrapped their children within the instincts of motherhood and escaped to the mountains. Young girls were searching for their dreams within the hearts of men, rounded up into groups, so many groups, and being led down a road to the front lines of war. Groups, so many groups, returned as corpses.
His translator has described Buchani's style as horrific surrealism. But the form and tone of the book are also heavily shaped by the conditions under which it was written. Composed, dispatched and translated in a constantly interrupted stream of consciousness from a man persevering through relentless suffering.
I'm hoping that this will bring international media attention to the plight of the refugees, and I couldn't think of a better way for the world to hear about it than through Behrouz's book, and it will show the world that the architects of that abuse are Australian politicians.
And yet, in awarding him the Victorian Premier's Literary Awards, the state government has not only heard Buchani's words, but amplified them, sending a clear message of dissent against the federal government's treatment of immigrants. The prize itself consists of 125,000 Australian dollars, or around 80,000 euros. Buchani, of course, could not attend the ceremony to collect it. He remains a prisoner on Manus Island.